From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up on the show, President Bush has used the term Islamic fascists for terrorists. In a few moments, we'll ask exactly what that means.
First, we go to the Middle East. Israel is moving some of its forces out of southern Lebanon today, and the Lebanese government announced plans to send its troops into the area. With the end of fighting, people are returning to their homes in southern Lebanon and northern Israel. NPR's Eric Westervelt is near the border in the northern Israeli town of Kiryat Shemona, and he joins us now. And Eric, the ceasefire appears to be holding, but I understand there were some incidents today. What happened?
That's right, Madeline. Israel Defense Force officials say since the ceasefire went into effect yesterday morning, Hezbollah fighters have fired mortar rounds, at least one anti-tank rocket, and a few Katyusha rockets, they say. No Israeli soldiers were hurt, and all of the ordnance landed inside Lebanon, so there's been no major Israeli retaliation to these incidents. The Israeli army commanders here you talk to say they'll continue to do everything they need to protect the lives of their soldiers if they're threatened or fired upon, and several Hezbollah fighters have been killed, the Israelis say, since the ceasefire took effect. But yes, by and large, these have been minor clashes, and they have not undone the larger truce, which is still holding.
Okay, and Israel, as we said, started pulling back some of its troops already. What's next?
That's right. They pulled back some troops, Madeline, from just a few spots today. Military sources confirm, and they say that some more forces could be pulled out of Lebanon altogether tomorrow. A handover to some UN forces in at least one village, we're told, could also happen tomorrow. But Israeli forces still control the high ground in large stretches of South Lebanon, and officials here are cautioning that the scope of Israel's redeployment is completely dependent on the Lebanese army and UN forces moving south. Israel's foreign minister, Zippy Livni, is touring some hard-hit Israeli cities across the north today. She was just here in Kiryat Shemona, where I am, and she said the ceasefire has a chance to become a lasting peace, but only if the UN resolution behind the truce is fully implemented, in her words, quickly and completely, by Lebanon and the international community, and if, in her words, robust and effective UN forces, you know, are quickly deployed to assist the Lebanese army. And so far, there are still big questions about how fast this expanded UN force and the Lebanese army will be able to deploy southward.
Mm. And you are there on the ground talking to Israelis as they are returning from shelters to their homes. What are they saying? What are they telling you?
Well, the devastation is nothing like it is in parts of South Lebanon, but still these communities around the northern border area were hard hit by Katyusha rocket fire for more than 30 days. I was at a local community center where dozens of angry residents were there to sort of register, try to get compensation or to have a government assessor come to their house. Many of the people were frustrated and angry. They were venting at local officials. They were wondering who to talk to, who's going to help me, who do I turn to? And, you know, one woman said, you know, my house got hit a month ago, so no one has come by even to assess the damage and offer assistance. More than 200 houses in the city suffered direct hits, we're told, many of them very badly. I spoke to a city councilman, Madeline, who called this emerging fight between local residents and their local and national governments. He called it the next war. He said, we fought Hezbollah, and now it appears we're fighting each other.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in northern Israel. Thank you.
Thanks, Madeline.